Hey, we got Ryan Erickson back on the horn here with us. Been a long time, bud. You been fishing?
I'm trying to.
I saw you were with the SSFA Vets Fishing Day yesterday, though. That had to be an incredible.
Oh, that's my favorite event of the year. Every year.
Too. Yeah.
Awesome event.
So was it a good turnout as far as people for the boat parade?
Yeah, I think it was probably the best turnout yet. Every year it seems to get bigger and bigger.
There are a lot of people.
Impressive, you know, people lined up with signs and waving.
Yeah, that's cool.
That doesn't bring a tear to your eye. You're not human.
No, I hear you. And obviously, you know, you're out on one of the boats actually watching it with, you know, the vets that were on your boat, of course. And what was their reaction to it? I mean, is it overwhelming for them?
Oh, yeah. He couldn't wait for the parade. That's all he talked about going in. He couldn't wait for the parade. Just to see the smile on his face and waving. Even though his arm was tired from catching fish all day, he could still wave.
Well, that's a good transition into what I wanted to talk to you about, because I was watching the marine forecast and talking about, obviously, the South Shore Fishing Association is my marine sponsor, and I was looking at it all week long thinking, oh, please let Saturday morning lay down.
That's pretty rough. It was really windy. Every year, for some reason, it's always a dirty west wind, but it was fishable.
It was fishable, though.
Yeah, it was fishable. Too far offshore, but...
How many vets did you have on your boat?
We just had one wheelchair.
And you were on Mike Myers' boat, right?
Yep, I was on Mike.
All right.
Really boldness.
Well, can you, since the season's kind of over, can you at least divulge what was working and how far down?
Well, since, for the last couple of weeks, the bigger lake trout have all been suspended. And again, yesterday was the same thing. A lot of bigger fish were, well, mostly on spinning lows yesterday, big ones, on divers. Got greens. Greens are always good. Chartreuses, probably the same thing yesterday. The old greasy chicken wing again.
The old greasy chicken wing.
The only trout got a fond taste for that thing. But all the bigger fish are suspended.
Did you get any real big ones?
Biggest one we had is almost 14 pounds.
That's still fun to reel in. No wonder his arm was tired.
Yeah, he had that 14, another one right around probably 10, 11, and then seven other nice fish. Lost a few at the boat. Yeah, he had a good time.
So do you know what the final count was on boats and veterans?
I'm not quite sure. I think there was over 100 signed up. I'm not exactly sure how many. I know there's quite a few that didn't show up with the weather, the wind. But
yeah, probably the older guys, huh?
Right.
It's rough on you out there, man.
It is, yeah.
Lake Superior will beat you up.
The guy that we had, like I said, wheelchair, took us five guys to get him on and off.
Wow.
The boat, but he did a good job.
Well, Ryan, it's really cool that you were involved with the Vets Fishing Day and you and Mike Myers. And who else was on your boat?
Ray Amari.
Well, we'll continue with Ryan Erickson and talk more about the South Shore Fishing Day's women and children's event, as well as the final results and future plans for the Tournament Trail North, which is a culmination of points for all of the different fishing tournaments in the UP. So stay tuned for part two, coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.